on the role, what's missing? Where can we find another Howard Cosell who's not just a jerk as well, but somebody that is able to bring the sense of history and importance decisions that are played out on the sports stage?
Well, I think Howard was an original, so I don't know that you'll ever see a replication of him. And I think Tony is, you just saw how smart Tony is by realizing there is has only been one Cosell, and Tony is doing a very nice job in his own right. But, you know, Cosell wrote and spoke and reported at a very different time, Nick, too, when you only basically had three networks and three choices at home, which gets back to what Chris was talking about cable television. I mean, your show and the of media choices just illustrate the great democracy that we've seen, the digital democracy in media. I mean, if you have a thousand opinions, a thousand at the same time, I think it means that no one single voice will ever have that same sense of prominence. But I think a lot of the responsibility comes down to the audience. People out there. I don't subscribe to the Barnum theory that you can never go broke underestimating the intelligence of the American public. I think we got some smart people, and as consumers, ask the right questions. Is this guy answering my questions? Asking my questions? Is he raising the right issues? If consumers make those points, you'll get the reporting you deserve at home.